Tito coming down for Saturday in 3-2-1. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. It's the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by Key Bank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. So the Indians rip off another win last night, and one of the key things during this surge, Tito, is your starting pitching. It has been so dominant. And Danny Salazar looks like he's starting to take that next step, isn't he?
Well, I hope so. I mean, that's exciting. I mean, last night, you know, you kind of knew he might be a little extra excited. He's pitching against a kid from his, you know, home, and I think he wanted to show him. But he came out firing and not only throwing crisp fastballs, but off speed was really good. So, you know, they're such an aggressive first pitch fastball hitting team that he still had a good enough one where they weren't really able to get after that. And when he got in fastball counts, he still was able to manage to miss their barrel, but then his off speed was really good too.
Boy, and now, Terry, for this homestand, you've done something you couldn't do on the road trip, and that's get a decent lead early and play with a lead. What makes the game so much easier? Not that it's ever easy, but playing with a lead early.
Oh, it changes the whole game. I mean, it changes so many things. You know, one is who the opponent gets up in their bullpen. You know, you don't get that sixth, seventh, eighth inning guy, they're low lockdown guys, because they don't want to burn them when they're losing. And you can be a little bit more daring on the bases, you know, if you do run into an out. Not that we want to, but if you do, it's not as glaring. You get some, you know, guys on base and you start going first to third, and it does get contagious. You get a pitcher pitching out of the stretch. You know, I thought last night, because Rajay hit a bullet back to the mound, I don't know how that kid caught that ball, but I thought we deserved to score. And then Ramirez backed it up with that double that scored three, because it would have been 2-0. And against that team, that's not enough. And I thought we deserved it, because, like I said, Rajay had a great at-bat.
Well, how about Jose Ramirez? Has he settled down? Is that the biggest difference from a year ago, Tito? That because his at-bats have been terrific.
No, they have been. And, you know, he kind of weathered the storm at the beginning. I think we all know he's not a real big fan of playing in cold weather. I don't, you know, he didn't grow up in it. I get it. But he more than held his head above water. And now he's you can tell he feels pretty good about himself. But he's also growing up on the field, too. You know, he's still got his confidence, but he's not got to that point where he's getting picked off or things like that. And he's moving around the diamond, you know, kind of like Avilas did. But it's a really valuable guy, something that we really value on our team. The versatility can make a 25-man roster appear like more.
Well, especially now, because you only have a 3-man bench, Terry. Today, Tyler Naquin was sent back to Columbus to make room for today's starter, Cody Anderson. What does Naquin need to do now to get better and get back up here?
Well, you know what, Hammy? It wasn't a situation where he wasn't hitting, because he was, you know, we were hitting him down at the bottom of the order and he was getting his hits. Shoot, he was hitting 300. But what we found happening, well, one, we had to get Cody on. So, you know, we needed to get rid of a position player to do it. And we had an extra outfielder, and we've actually had one for about 2 weeks. And we knew that, but because of the schedule and when we sent Cody back, we were able to kind of finagle it a little bit. But we're running into a situation where our outfielders aren't playing when we want them to. We had an extra one. And in this case, Naquin has an option. So we told him, and to this kid's credit, he handled it like a big leaguer. I mean, the way he handled it took us all aback. I mean, my goodness. But we told him, hey, you know you can handle major league pitching. You're still a work in progress defensively. You know, we talked to him about being a major league center fielder is a lot of responsibility. And we walked through how good they are. And he agreed. So he'll go back to AAA. He's going to play tonight. He'll work on everything that he and Millsy have been working on. And when he comes back, the really good thing is he's not hitting 015. He's got, yeah, you know, he's hitting 300, and he knows he belongs, and he knows he's well-liked here. I just was really taken aback by his maturity in handling it. I think it bodes well for him moving forward.
And Cody Anderson was saying yesterday in visiting with him, he said he was, to make it simple for the fans, he basically was pitching almost like a hitter with a closed stance. He said, I need to be more in a direct line to home plate. I'm guessing you're expecting to see the Cody Anderson we saw a year ago.
Well, and he's right. That's what had been happening. And those things have a way of happening. They guys nudge over, and all of a sudden you notice it. And it was kind of blocking himself off. He is right, just like a hitter. Now, he went back to AAA, which I think was a good thing, where he could make try to make the adjustments in a game where the scoreboard is not his enemy. Mm-hmm. And because the first three innings, he gave up a couple home runs, but then he settled down and had a couple real good innings. That's what the minor leagues is for. So hopefully this takes hold, because this kid is a keeper. You know, he's gone off to a slow start. That doesn't change our opinion of him one bit.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. The Indians and the Royals next on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.